Bob's your uncle. I think we're ready to rock here. All right, everybody. You ready? You can hit it when you're ready. Feedback.
We got feedback. It's feedback. It's motherfucking feedback.
Welcome to this special hiatus edition of Feedback. We got feedback. I'm your host, Pete Van Dyke. I'm coming to you backstage at the Dutch Hall with my good friend, Steve the Reluctant German.
Hey, hey.
And we have to do some unfinished business that we had with great listeners of our program for 6 years. The Dutch Hall put out stuff. We asked you all to give us feedback. And some of you guys actually did. And if we don't talk about it on air, I feel we did you a disservice. So given the historic last program before the hiatus, first ever hiatus, we had some feedback from some of you guys that I didn't even read. So I want to take this opportunity to do that.
All right.
The first is from longtime listener, multiple time listener of the week, Kevin Van Dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
You know Kevin, right?
Sure do.
He says, hey, boys, just wanted to get in one last feedback. Mike, congrats on the Wii one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I did enjoy Angry Mike a few weeks ago. I missed the show, but the hiatus is well-deserved. Cock-a-doodle-doo to the rooster if he's there. Steve, keep being German. You're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. The tickler, sweet, sweet drums will be missed, and I get why Wes is the favorite. I must mention Shazma and Mr. Gortfa for making things great, as well as the cookie lady. Pete, I'm not sure what's next for the Dutch Hall, but version 2 will be 2 times better.
Two times.
Looking forward to hearing you fuckers soon, Kevin.
Yeah, man.
And then he says, maybe I can be part of it. I'm like, Kevin, Thursday nights, we're still doing shit. You can come by any week, buddy. And you, but that's always been a problem. So just talk to us, man. We'll work something out.
Oh, for sure.
You got an idea? We'll try working in the show. Kevin, we always appreciate when you stop by. So thank you very much, Kevin Van Dungeon.
Woo.
You know what? I wish everyone could be listener of the week, but we're just going to say, you're always a shareholder in our hearts. I'm just going to go like that. I'm going to leave it like that, you know?
All right, sure.
No other songs for Kevin. You want to just make up a quick Kevin song on the spot right now?
Sure.
3 verses and chorus.
Okay.
Quick, huh?
About
intro, outro?
How great he is.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. We'll do it next time. Oh, by the way, Kevin sent another message.
Oh, 2 times.
He says, Jesus Christ, don't forget Paul and his well-timed usage of the cunt word. And last but not least, the first lady of your Dutch Hall, your beautiful wife, Jane.
Aww.
Sent from my iPhone. It was also Kevin. So thank you, Kevin, again. You know who else gave us a message there?
What kind of message, Pete?
A piece of feedback. You want to get into that? You want to get into something that I really wanted to have a stinger on the show?
Right.
And then you guys tortured me with it somehow. Mm-hmm. Like it was like you gave it to me. It's like saying you're hungry and then they just force feed you like a goose, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's kind of what that's become. But I have no ability to stop it at this point in time. It must go on.
That's great.
Well, we must get to this next piece of feedback. This one is from a long-time listener, shareholder, multiple-time listener of the week, Jen Husko. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Jen Husko, great show, she says. Great final show of 2019. Where's the Last Supper picture? ? And, we sent it by now. This was old, eh? And now we've sent it. Great coat, by the way, Pete. Also, shout out to the fur coat, which did look really boss and pimpin'. And I've been seeing tons of fur coats around. Have you seen more on the streets?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
People don't care about animals anymore,
right? I guess not. There's other things to worry about.
Yeah, so now you can start killing animals and wearing them again.
Yeah, thanks, Trump.
Sweet. 2020. Wear nice, you know, what would be your animal of choice to wear as a coat?
I'm going to go with a nice rabbit.
Rabbit?
Sure.
Yeah. That's all right. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. You probably look good in a nice rabbit coat.
It'd look fast.
Yeah. I would go with an otter.
Oh.
You want to know why? Mm-mm. Sometimes I like to go swimming with my coat on.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course
you do. All right. And then she went on to say, thanks for the entertainment for the last 6 years. It's been a great ride. I look forward to many more when you come back. Merry Christmas to all of you and a happy hiatus from Jen. It seems like a million years ago Christmas. Thank you, Jen. God, I mean, thank you so much for all of your support over the years, Jen. You're one of our favorites. You know that. And you're welcome to come anytime to the Dutch Hall.
Absolutely.
Open invitation, Jen. Now, before we get into that, maybe we should talk about it. There'll be some invitations going out to people who have supported Live from the Dutch Hall and people who have supported Spiky Ball Studios. We'll be coming around to promote and give you an invitation to attend our comedy show. Mm-hmm. It's an appreciation comedy show happening here at the Dutch Hall for invited guests only. And it will be Marito Lopez headlining.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Koning hosting and featuring the very talented Hannah Lawrence from Toronto, Ontario.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We'll be coming down. It's going to be a good night. And we're going to have a hell of a good time here. So you should, if you want to, give us an email at livefromthedutchhall@gmail.com. And we'll make sure to get an invitation your way.
Absolutely. When's that show?
That is January the 18th. It'll be doors open at 7. Show starting around 8 o'clock. Okay. It's dark by then, so it's about time to do a comedy show. And then we party after the show.
Sweet. Do people need tickets?
Yeah. Well, you need an invitation.
Okay.
For the ticket.
Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah. It's $20 at the door. And same old Dutch Hall deal. So most of the people that will be getting the invitations are people that have been one of these things before. If you haven't, you're in for a treat. We'll give you the rules when you get here. It's so much fun. But yeah, it is going to be $20. If just to cover the cost of the comics and the cost around the room, so hopefully everyone will be coming around the next week and get that happening. One more piece of feedback, maybe even two. I can't tell yet.
Two more.
But Bruce Veltri,
hey,
also longtime listener, also blah blah blah, the same resume as these people. They came up on the last show. These are some of the cream of the crop.
Of course, they're gonna rise.
Of super fans. It's Friday morning. How the hell do I start my day without the Dutch Hall?
Aww.
That's what he says. Just kidding. Thanks for the memories. Could care less is what he means. He's like, well, I can just try. No, he says, what am I supposed to do today? Was the title who I missed out on. He says, great show, and you're officially missed by me today, Bruce Veltri. Bruce, God bless you for that.
Yeah,
that makes
really,
us feel really,
really
nice. And it is, you know what? I wanted to tell one quick story.
Sure.
And as I did a comedy show on the weekend in St. Catharines at Showtime.
Yeah.
I did Friday and Saturday there. And after the Friday show, a fellow in the front row, he's in the front row the whole time, comes up to the comics and says, I just want to thank you guys for doing such a good job. This is the first time I've gone out since my father died, and you're really helping me get through this. And he came and said, like he knew my name. Like, he was like, hey, thank you, Pete. Like, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And I was like, do I know you? And he's like, no, I just watched the show or whatever. And you kind of think, all right, in order to go up on stage and be a comic, you think about, it's pretty selfish, you know, like you want the spotlight to be on you or something, like, mm-hmm. just the nature of the art form seems pretty selfish. And then when you realize that you're actually helping people out, then you're like, oh, then I'm not such a,
yeah.
you know, like, selfish dick. Maybe I am. There's some good with my dick jokes happening after all.
That's right. Well, I mean, they say laughter is therapeutic, right? And here's proof that that's helping somebody, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they used to be the tagline for this show was, for Life from the Dutch Hall, was trying to change the world one dick joke at a time.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's an example of that. I like it when it really happens, where you know it actually works. Joke about your penis, Steve. It's healing.
There you go.
For everyone. And also, at the Saturday night show,
mm-hmm.
there was one guy in the front row. His parents called his dinky, which if you've ever seen my act, I mean, I have a joke about that. And I've never met another one before, you know? So me and this guy just hit it off.
Hit it off. Two dinkies.
Yeah. Two dinkies. Well, guys, we are getting together tonight to work on our new Dutch Hall program.
That's right.
We hope to give you some teasers on the social medias and stuff to keep you abreast of what we're working on. And if you have any suggestions, questions, you have any ideas of people that you might like to see on our program, send us a message at livefromthedutchhall@gmail.com or hit us up on all the socials.
Yep.
Otherwise, stay tuned for all the stuff we're working on. Tonight's going to be fun. It's going to be something different, and I can't wait to see what it turns into for you guys. So,
yeah.
We're going on a sponsorship run, too, so if you can know anybody wants to throw money at us, let us know. Thanks a lot, and we will see you next time.
Later, guys.